Congress has until Friday night to avert a partial government shutdown. President Trump wants $5 billion for a border wall, and if he doesn't get it from lawmakers by the end of the week, he says he would take the blame for a shutdown. Let's look at the week ahead in politics with NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hi there.
And here we are again on the verge of another government shutdown. No one has blinked yet in this funding standoff. Do you think that the Democrats are going to be able to force President Trump to compromise?
Yeah, I mean, they're still in this standoff. Stephen Miller, the president's advisor, was on CBS this weekend saying that, you know, the president and he would be happy to shut it down. The Democrats have a choice between what he called open borders and workers. So they're trying to create this spin, this narrative that you have to have a border wall or Democrats are against working class people. And that's not going to be an easy thing to resolve in the next 4 days. So they may want to, if they want to keep the government open, be able to come up with some kind of more reasonable compromise.
But I was reading that even if they do come to a deal, that a lot of lawmakers who are retiring haven't even been showing up to vote anymore. Is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, that's another piece of leverage for Democrats, frankly, because, you know, they can get something passed as long as it's compromise legislation that Democrats then sign on to in the House. But if it's going to be just 218 Republicans only to pass, it doesn't look like that's possible. And Nancy Pelosi was probably correct, the Democratic leader, when she told President Trump that there aren't the votes. And if there are the votes, then go for it and go ahead and try to pass it, essentially daring him to have Republican leadership try to bring it to the floor. And, you know, it doesn't look like that's the case at this point because people are jockeying for office space. People are trying to get their stuff out of there. And a lot of them, frankly, don't want to have to take any votes anymore, especially on things that are controversial.
And just remind us briefly what a government shutdown would look like if it happens later this week.
Well, something like 75% of the government is already approved for funding and won't be affected. But there's a significant chunk of that other quarter of the government that is important. So think about the Department of Homeland Security, Department of Transportation, Commerce, Interior, Agriculture, Housing and Urban Development, the Department of Justice, for example, key portions of it, would all not be funded. So you'd have agents, for example, from the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, the Drug Enforcement Administration, Border Patrol, TSA, when people are going through airports this holiday season. Those, if the government shuts down, TSA agents and Secret Service agents and others would not be paid. They'd be, you know, dealing with this volume of traffic and people and not having the funding to actually pay for their own holiday gifts.
Okay, a couple other things I want to ask you about, Domenico. First of all, we've got a new acting chief of staff coming in, Mick Mulvaney, who's the budget director already. He's been a loyal supporter of President Trump, although the Daily Beast unearthed this clip of Mulvaney complaining about candidate Trump in 2016.
Yes, I'm supporting Donald Trump. I'm doing so as enthusiastically as I can, given the fact I think he's a terrible human being.
A terrible human being? This is the guy who's going to be the chief of staff.
Well, at least acting chief of staff.
Right.
Aren't they all acting anyway? I mean, it's an acting position until you're there, until you're not.
Until
but,
you're fine.
You know, Mick Mulvaney has been trusted by President Trump. A lot of people said a lot of harsh things during the campaign. Ted Cruz said a lot of harsh things about President Trump during the campaign. President Trump said that Ted Cruz's father was somehow affiliated with killing JFK. And yet, here he was standing on stage with him. Mick Mulvaney at one point ran the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, while also running the Office of Management and Budget. So this president trusts him. Believes that he's a loyal player now and, you know, is hoping that he will be able to do a good job for him into the new year.
Okay, one more thing. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was all over the Sunday talk shows yesterday. Here he is with Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace talking about whether the president directed hush money payments during the campaign to women who claim to have had affairs with him.
We're talking about something that doesn't matter. I mean, whether it happened or didn't happen, it's not illegal.
Well, you're moving shells around on me. Either it happened or it didn't happen.
But that's what lawyers do all the time. You argue in the alternative.
Okay, Domenico, what do you make of how the White House is changing its position on all this? Just briefly.
Well, it's not something that doesn't matter, and it's not something that's legal. The fact is that Michael Cohen is going to jail for 3 years for this, and he admitted to this. He spoke out over the weekend and on Friday with ABC and said that he feels the president needs to take responsibility, that he doesn't want to be the villain of President Trump's story when he knows that President Trump knows the truth, that he directed him to make these payments.
This story will continue, I'm sure, right into the new year. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead political editor, thank you.
You're welcome.